This is Glow in the Dark Radio. The science fiction podcast with original independent science fiction written and performed by Mike Luoma, with music by Kevin MacLeod, The Vatican Assassin Trilogy, and The Adventures of Alibi Jones by Mike Luoma are available in ebook, trade paperback, and audiobook wherever you find your books online. Get links and details at glowinthedarkradio.com. This is the Science Fiction Podcast, Glow in the Dark Radio. I'm your host, your writer and reader, Mike Luoma. We have Chapter 12 of Vatican Assassin, the 15th Anniversary Edition, on the way. Free science fiction every week, every episode here on Glow in the Dark Radio, written and read by me. I do it each week. I've been doing this since 2006. So I'll be celebrating 15 years of podcasting in September. Crazy, huh? Just did episode 600. This is 601. So yeah, it's been interesting to see podcasting go from something a few people knew about, and then I had to explain all the time, to now everybody, you know, gets it. And now everybody's doing it. So it's, I don't know, double-edged sword. Well, in the story, let me set up the story so far. BC is getting ready to head out on a new mission. The Vatican Assassin getting ready for his new mission off to Fortune Station. But Governor Mark Edwards is going to give him a call, and he's concerned. He's got some serious accusations that have been leveled against BC. So that's what's coming up in Chapter 12 of Vatican Assassin, the 15th Anniversary Edition, on Glow in the Dark Radio. A little bit of book news first. I've kind of been talking about the fact, hinting about the fact, that Starseeds of Earth did not do as well as I had hoped. Now, I do think a lot of that has to do with the fact it came out in the middle of a pandemic. Now, people weren't spending a lot of money, but people were listening to audiobooks, buying ebooks, but I think in a lot of cases, concentrating on what's familiar, so maybe newer things, indie stuff, didn't get the same love. At any rate, that being the case, I do want to get it out in front of people, so I've decided to make the audiobook free, at least for a little while. So for a limited time, you can get the Starseeds of Earth audiobook absolutely free. Now, only a couple retailers are cool enough to play along with this. Google Play is where I like to send people. So you can go to Google Play, look for Starseeds of Earth, and grab the audiobook absolutely free there. It's also free at Rakuten Kobo, at Kobo Books. The audiobook is free there, which makes it free at Walmart, of all places. But yes, if you're curious, if you've never listened to the book, you can now get an almost 13-hour audiobook absolutely free. The Starseeds of Earth. I'm giving it away for a limited time. Just go to glowinthedarkradio.com to find out more. I've got a page there with links so you can get at it. I announced last week that Patreons at the $5 a month and $10 a month level are getting a new benefit. There is a new interactive timeline and story web for the Vatican Assassin Alibi Jones universe. And it's only if you're a patron and you're at the two higher levels there, $5 and $10 a month. Now, if you want to get in on becoming a patron and help support this podcast, you can do that for $2, $5, or $10 a month by going to patreon.com/glowinthedarkradio, Or again, go to glowinthedarkradio.com and scroll down. There's a link on the front page. I want to thank everybody who is a patron. There are folks supporting this podcast. So even if you can't, there's others who are. And they're helping me keep things going. And if that's you, thank you. I'll be talking to you on our Patrons Only podcast a little bit later. Yeah, patrons get that too. Just a little bit ahead of the public presentation of Vatican Assassin, I'm giving them the chapters. They're about to hear chapter 16 this week with Dave Robinson as the light. Dave is so good. I was like, chew it up, man. Chew the scenery. Take it. And he did in a beautiful way. So again, if you're a patron, you'll be hearing that on the Patrons Only podcast. GlowInTheDarkRadio.com or Patreon.com/GlowInTheDarkRadio to get in on that. That's all for book news. We're going to get into Chapter 12 next on Glow in the Dark Radio.
Are you having trouble keeping up with the ebbs and flows of modern geekery? Is the real world holding you back from knowing what is happening in the geeky world? To answer these and other personal problems brought in by your friends, gaming group, and loved ones, Geek Radio Daily presents daily informational sessions brought to you by the wonderful Billy Flynn, the Flynnstress, and podcasting's Rich Siegfried. They contain such helpful segments as history, geek birthdays, box office results, the latest in DVD and Blu-ray, video game and comic releases. Why, they also have a weekly show hosted by the wonderful Billy Flynn and the Flynnstress, which includes interviews and commentary. And to make sure you are informed, Geek Radio Daily also provides you with your daily dose of geek news to make sure you know more than that jerk know-it-all Steve. Visit us at geekradiodaily.com. That's right, Geek Radio Daily. All the geek without the weight. Now available in fine Corinthian leather.
Now here's Chapter 12 of Vatican Assassin, the 15th Anniversary Edition, on Glow in the Dark Radio. BC gets the package for his assignment early the next day. He reads through it as he packs a light travel kit. Fortune Station was built by the Sultan of Brunei. It's now occupied by the Light and his followers. Like Mbeke told BC, this guy is so conservative, he's radical. His brand of Christianity is akin to old communism, according to the OPO briefing. He and his followers live, the cult claims, as the first Christians did, with common possessions and no hierarchy, aside from the preeminence of the light. Just another utopian wet dream. His interpretation's not that far from the truth, though, from what I've heard. I've always thought Jesus was a commie. Kinda liked him for it. When the Roman Catholic Church finally joined in the great ecumenical reunification, it drove the cardinal out of the church. He refused to acknowledge the new Catholic Church and retreated with his followers to the Midwest of North America. When he declared himself the Light, he claimed the NCC was heretical and declared that he himself was the only true light of Christ left in the world. The OPO report describes his followers as hardcore loyals, loyal to him personally. He's a charismatic, highly persuasive individual, according to the report. The package has BC's transportation details as well. He's chartering passage on a light freighter equipped with a small passenger section. The ship's called the Paladin IV, captained by one Adrian Longo, described in the package as a devout follower of the Pope and the NCC. There's a picture of the captain, identification for security purposes. BC studies his face. Looks honest. Sure, don't we all? BC's stateroom comm buzzes. It's Edwards. Sure, Governor. It's just, well, I'm just getting ready to leave on that assignment.
This is pretty important, Campion. I'd like you to get over here just as soon as you can.
Okay, sure. Sure, I'll be right over.
He sounds pissed. Better get over there.
BC is sent right in when he arrives at Edward's offices.
Come in, Campion,
Edward says to BC. Then he calls to the room's security unit.
Lock and secure this room.
Thank you. BC can hear the whirs and clicks around him as the room is secured.
Whoa, this is weird. Maybe this is his game. Take me into his confidence, then get weird on me. Let's see how it plays.
Precautions, Mark?
Precautions. I've received some serious shit about you, BC. Serious shit.
Such as?
Such as you kill people. You're an assassin for the Vatican, not some high-level PR guy.
That's crazy. Who made these allegations?
Daniel McIntyre provided me with a confidential dossier on you. UIN property. Top secret. Says a lot about you. How you were a con man minister who was legitimized to do the Pope's dirty work. And it says you're an assassin. He says it proves it was really you who killed Meredith. How do you answer that?
I say it's crazy, Mark. I mean, consider the source. The first time Daniel McIntyre met me, he physically attacked me, even then trying to blame me for his wife's death. It's fiction, some kind of UIN fabrication meant to discredit me.
Holy shit, gotta think fast.
He's still trying to make people think I somehow had something to do with her death. So he must have had his friends in the UIN doctor up some records to make you suspect me. Think about it. You've just taken me into your confidence. He sees that as threatening. You and I spoke in a public place about it. Word could have gotten back to McIntyre. Look at it. Right after we talk, he gives you a supposed dossier on me. What timing? And how could he get his hands on such a thing? Did you ask him that?
He said he couldn't tell me how he got it, but it looks authentic. There are newspaper clippings of political killings, with reports tying you to several of them. Diplomats, reporters, and politicians. They were all pro-UIN, all killed by unseen assailants.
There are even pictures of you at the scenes. It's pretty damning evidence. Well, it would be if it was real. It's not, Mark. Doctored photos and fake stories. It's all part of their game. Psychological operations, covert warfare. They're obviously trying to make you stop trusting me.
How do I play this?
Mark, you know I am more than a simple priest in PR flack. Can I trust you to keep my secrets if I tell you more?
That depends on what you tell me, Edward says, then pauses. I want to believe you, BC, but this evidence is hard to ignore.
Mark, I work for the Pope in a less than overt capacity. McIntyre's challenged my credentials as a priest before and accused me of assassination before. I didn't deny then, and I won't apologize now for the fact I became a priest through some less than traditional circumstances. I do the Lord's work, make no mistake. I am not a cold-blooded killer.
It is not I who kill. I am only the instrument of the Lord, after all. Truth of a sort.
Edwards takes it all in and stares at BC, considering. He starts to say something, then stops. BC can see the questions in his eyes. We're at war, Mark. You've only had a small taste of it here. We've been at war for years back on Earth. On and off, terrorist attacks and bombings, raids and assaults. The UIN have been trying to kill us, the Christians of Earth, for years. They'd like nothing better than to see me and every other Christian dead. We've been trying to not let them succeed at that. As Christians, we in the NCC are targets. The Muslims have always lumped us in with the UTZ, no matter the fact that there are no official ties. We've been accidentally hit by UIN attacks in the past, but now they're doing so openly. You've seen the reports. They've hit the Vatican itself twice in the last month. Thank God the UTZ came to our defense. The Vatican has no defenses of its own, except for the Office of Papal Operations. The Pope started the OPO to provide security for the Church, for the NCC. We look out for the interests of the new Catholic Church. Essentially, the OPO gathers information and relays it back to the home base. Information is power, and Pope Peter, with God's guidance, we hope, wields that power for peace. We don't want war, so we try to protect ourselves by averting war. People like me? Priests who work for the OPO? We watch and we report. We've been called spies, but scouts would be a better term, I think. The OPO watches. Edwards is still quiet, listening to BC tell his tale. I can't read him. I've got to let him in a little so he'll trust me again. Some of that information helps bring us the protective power of the UTZ. The UTZ enjoys the moral support of the NCC, and they have come to our aid, but we have no formal agreement. Aside from their emergency assistance, we're on our own. As for me, I was sent to the moon to watch the McIntyres. Edwards is surprised.
Really?
Really. The Vatican's been keeping close tabs on both of them. They've been in close and repeated contact with the UIN. Governor McIntyre had been trying to draw the Cardinal in, making official overtures of friendship, but the actions of her and her husband spoke louder than her words. We were pretty sure she wasn't being sincere with the Cardinal. Pope Peter sent me up here to see if I could find out what they were up to. I didn't think I was going to see her die in front of me. And I didn't.
So, you're a spy, for the Pope, but not a killer, huh? That's still a lot, man.
Well, now you know all my secrets.
I sincerely doubt that, Edward says, and begins to laugh. But I've heard enough. It really comes down to you versus Daniel. You, I've only known for a short time. I've known him for a couple of years, but I don't really know him that well. I knew Meredith better. I liked her. She was a good woman. It's hard to believe she worked for the UIN, like you say. I think I trust you more than I trust him, but neither of you has me entirely convinced.
Look, Mark, the OPO knew both the McIntyres were working with the UIN. But what if Meredith had stopped? What if we were wrong, and her overtures towards the Cardinal were for real? It might explain why they killed her. Daniel's probably still working with them. How did he get that fake dossier, huh?
That's a good question.
He's got to be UIN, Mark. While I'm gone, you should be careful. Keep him under close watch. He's poison. I don't know if you still want my advice, but I hope you'll take it this time.
I still like you, BC, and still trust you on some level. I'd still like your advice. But trust is a rare commodity. I don't spread it around easily.
I don't blame you, neither do I. I usually don't trust anyone. But I like you, Mark. You're my kind of people. And I can trust you on some level, too, I think. So if you want my advice, you've got it. I've got to get going, if we're okay. I've told you all I can about what I'm doing here on the moon.
Not exactly a simple priest.
Will you keep my secrets?
Sure. It's a deal.
Edward stands and extends his hand. BC leans across the desk and shakes it. A strong, solid handshake. Good sign.
Open the office, Edwards calls to the room security unit.
The room whirs and clicks again, and the office door pops open.
Give me a call when you get back here, BC.
I will. BC leaves the office, heads back through the atrium, and back to his rooms. He notices he's breathing a little heavy, and his heart is racing.
That was too close. McIntyre's dead when I get back here. He'll be trying to undermine me the whole time I'm gone, I'm sure. I hope I've convinced Edwards not to listen to him. He is poison.
That was Chapter 12 of Vatican Assassin, the 15th Anniversary Edition, on Glow in the Dark Radio. He is poison. Daniel McIntyre working on trying to get BC in trouble. But BC may have saved the day, calmed Mark Edwards down there. Now BC needs to get ready to go to Fortune Station. So we'll pick things up there as BC gets ready for his new mission on our next episode of Glow in the Dark Radio. Remember, the Starseeds of Earth audiobook is now free for a limited time at a couple of places. Head to Rakuten Kobo or Google Play to get the audiobook for free. Almost 13 hours, 12 hours, 55 minutes. And if you've already listened to it, turn somebody else onto it. Let them know, hey, there's an amazing audiobook for free. Grab it. That'd be awesome. Thank you. And a reminder, too, there's new benefits for patrons at the $5 a month and $10 a month level. There's a new timeline and story web. Interactive, even. Powered by Archivos.digital. If you want to become a patron, go to patreon.com/glowinthedarkradio or just go to glowinthedarkradio.com and scroll down the homepage. I've got the link, but I've moved it down a little ways. It's right on the homepage there. And click through to become a patron. I appreciate the support, too. I hope you'll be back for our next chapter, our next installment of Vatican Assassin, the 15th Anniversary Edition, on our next episode of Glow in the Dark Radio. I'm your host, your writer and reader, Mike Luoma. Thank you again for listening. Glow in the Dark Radio. This podcast presentation is copyright 2021 by Michael F. Luoma and is protected under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives 4.0 International License. CC by NCND 4.0. Music by Kevin MacLeod. You can find his work at Acompetech.com and filmmusic.io. Mike's books are available in ebook, paperback, and audiobook wherever you find books online. Get links and more details at glowinthedarkradio.com and mikeluoma.com. This has been a presentation of Glow in the Dark Radio.